Welcome to another episode of the Peak Performance Selling Podcast, where we interview top sellers and sales leaders to learn the different tips, tricks, and mental strategies that they use to create sustainable peak performance. Let's get rolling. Welcome to this week's episode of the Peak Performance Selling Podcast. Really exciting episode today. Celebration of episode 100. Thank you all for listening in. So today it's really me giving a recap of some of my learnings. There have been so many pieces of wisdom and knowledge and insight gained from so many different guests across different backgrounds, histories, stories, career paths. And I have learned so much over the last 2 years as I've got a chance to interview almost 100 different top-level performers from sales leadership, VPs, CROs, directors, managers, and just incredible sellers, all thinking about how can we make selling the best profession on the planet? How can we support our mental health, our well-being, and really create the conditions for sustainable peak performance? So it's not just a matter of how can we perform for a week, a month, a year, but how is that something that we can build on? And one of the key things that we've learned is the power of reflection. And to start off today's episode, as long as you're not driving, see if you can just be where you are for a few minutes. And if it's accessible to you, close your eyes. Just take a deep breath in and out. And regardless of whether this is the first episode you've listened to, or the 100th, let's take a second and think about where has your life gone over the last 2 years? It's been just about 2 years for me to get to 100 episodes. And so take a look back and think about where your life was at about 2 years ago. What were you doing? How are you spending your time? What were those things that come up for you as you look back over the last 2 years? One of the big misconceptions that most of us run into is this thought that who we are is who we will always be, that may not change. But what we've heard from so many guests is this power of a growth mindset, the ability to grow and change. And so think back over the last 2 years. How have you changed? What are those things in your life that have changed? Probably some good and some painful, maybe some not so good. But who is that person that you are becoming now? How is that identity updated of who you are and how you want to show up in the world? And how has your own personal operating system changed over time? Maybe you used to wake up early and you wake up late, or vice versa. Maybe you take into account rest and recharge. For many of us, where and how we work has changed significantly in the last 2 years. But who is that person you are becoming? Or who do you want to become? And as you project out over the next 2 years, how will you continue to update your own personal operating system to create conditions for your own sustainable peak performance? Where do you want to be 2 years from now? What will that life look like? What will it feel like? And why do you want to get there? What would it do for you? What is the one thing that you can change today to get you just one step closer to the person that you want to become and that you want to create? With a deep breath in and out, let's get into some of these takeaways that I've learned from having 100 interviews with different guests, leaders, or individuals to help us grow. Because the first thing that I found is that all of these people have had to create the person that they want to be to get to the top of their profession and their career. Every single person has had to work hard to get where they are today. Every single person I've talked to has their own unique story, their own unique background, which is one of the most incredible and beautiful parts about sales profession as a whole, is we all get here different ways. Many of us, the vast majority of people that I've interviewed, are not expecting to be in sales, but they stumbled into it and fell in love and have continued to grow. And so realize that your own story, regardless of your background, regardless of your gender, sexual orientation, skin color, does not matter. Because sales is a profession for all humans, from all walks of life. And the amount of stories that we've heard from so many different people talking about sisters in sales, how can we start building and growing communities to see more people like yourself in leadership roles and positions in sales. Donald Kelly's new book, Sell It Like a Mango, just coming out. The amount of stories I've heard from first-generation Americans whose parents left somewhere to try and give their kids and their families a better life, that found a path to success, to freedom, to autonomy, to impact on the world through financial livelihood, through a career in sales, has profoundly impacted my life. And are some stories that I will never let go of. Remembering an early episode with Tiki Biswal talking about having a chip on his shoulder. Somebody telling him that you'd never be good enough. This isn't a profession for you. But being able to now see him sitting in a director of sales role leading hundreds of individuals at one of the top organizations in the world helps you understand that your perspective and how you define your own story, your own challenges, are what help you drive forward. Leveraging those times you get told no, those failures, those setbacks, but turning it into a positive story that is empowering, that gives you that challenge to say, I can overcome, I can do this, I will believe in myself, is one of the key themes that I've heard from so many of our guests. That regardless of who else they interacted with or how they interacted throughout their life, knowing and believing that they can do it through the imposter syndrome that many of the guests have shared and talked about, to the one of the most recent interviews with Kevin Dorsey. I love his quote. It's not about fearing being fearless. It's about fearing less. Knowing that you will have imposter syndrome, you will have doubt and uncertainty creep into your mind. But that's when you start to know that you're dancing on the edge, that you're pushing outside of your comfort zone, that you are challenging yourself. Because one of the great things sales has done for so many of our guests is help them be comfortable being uncomfortable, getting into those challenges, finding those opportunities to feel imposter syndrome, but continue to dance, continue to move anyway. So one of the key lessons is perspective. How can you create perspective around your own life and your own story that enables you to go out and perform day in and day out? Realizing that we've all got challenges we're going through. We all have different areas in our lives where we've been told no, where we've struggled, that we've had to overcome, and they will not go away. So building perspective of your own story, knowing that no matter your walk of life, no matter your background, you have an opportunity to show up, to lead, to perform, and to grow within sales. Takeaway number two is around the success metric for many of my guests. And from talking to them, the thing that stood out the most is this concept of folks wanting to have freedom and have autonomy to spend our time on how we choose. And I don't think that's a big surprise to pretty much anyone. Especially through COVID and the pandemic, we've seen so many people want to start taking more control of their own lives, not wanting to work just at the hours that somebody else says you have to work. By being able to pick your kids up from school, go to the baseball game, go to the pool, take a vacation. By being able to realize when in the day you want to work, because we all work a little bit differently. We all have different rhythms, different lives, different stories around our lives that define how and when we can show up and do our best work. And so hearing this freedom and autonomy come up time and time again, as we think about how do we lead our teams in the future, how do businesses move forward, hearing the best of the best in the world of sales and leadership talk about success to them is having freedom, is having autonomy. We're going to see this show up time and time again as we continue to move forward in the working world, in this post-pandemic life that we live in. We've seen people's values shift and change. We've seen people be more comfortable expressing themselves, expressing that unique story, expressing their authentic self, which again is one of the incredible powers of being in sales. I had a conversation the other week with somebody who just left the customer success world, has been in sales for a handful of months, and said, I finally feel like I can be myself. I don't have to hide my uniqueness, my weirdness, some of the different things about me, my preferences, because I finally feel that I'm welcomed and can show up in this culture, on this team that welcomes me fully. Because so many of us in the working world have had to hide behind a facade. They talk a lot about stress, depression, anxiety being when our actions are not in alignment with our values as humans. And so thinking, how can you put yourself in a position to be able to show up fully, authentically, and wholly? Where you can find a space that has the psychological safety, that gives you the freedom and autonomy to say, I understand you are an intelligent human. You understand your goals. You understand the role you play on this team as part of our organization and what needs to be accomplished for us to all be successful together. But I give you the trust, the belief, the understanding that you're an intelligent human being and can figure out how to get there. One of the other themes that I heard around definitions of success is a big reminder of Clayton Christensen's, what is your yardstick in that which you will measure your life? And the most powerful yardstick for so many of us isn't just the dollars that you earn. It's the matter number of lives that you impacted, number of businesses that you've helped, the number of individuals you've given support to help grow and develop their careers, their livelihood, their profession. And as I've talked to some of the best, they continually come back to impact. It's not the impact on their wallet. They realize that impact financially comes through positively impacting others, for showing up, for adding value. And so as you think about what is that yardstick in which you want to measure your life, it's all up to you and your own personal operating system. But from what I've heard and what I've learned, the best that I speak to are out there saying, how can I help? How can I show up for others to improve their lives, their careers, their days with my knowledge, value, and skills that I can bring to the table? So lesson number two, definition of success for many of us is around freedom, autonomy, and the ability to show up and impact and help others. Lesson number three is about our energy, is about how we show up. Almost every single person that I spoke with had some form of ritual or personal operating system. Folks like Brandon Fluharty, Kevin Dorsey, so many others. Cynthia Barnes talks about how can you show up? Whether it's using things like incantations. From Cynthia, one of my favorite things I've heard: I am enough without even trying. So many of us feel that we need to be something else. We need to be somebody that we are not, or at a place that we are not, in order to feel success in our lives. But that's not true. Because just the fact that we were born, that we came into this planet, means we are enough and good enough and deserve life, liberty, freedom, autonomy. So knowing that you can start building and reinforcing and training our minds to build routines and rituals and habits to create that person that we want to be, whether that's Cynthia's I am enough without even trying, or whether that's practicing gratitude or part of germs like Kevin Dorsey talked about. All these different systems, the best of the best have an operating system for themselves that enables them to show up, that will typically encompass our body, our physicality. How do we move our bodies? How do we help create vitality and longevity and strength and endurance within ourselves? Because life is a marathon. But if we can find ways to rest and recharge, almost every single person that we talk to use different tactics or different approaches to find a way to recharge, to understand that they need to be able to bring energy. Because our energy is not just about the hours we spend, it's about the actual power and force and fuel we bring to the time that we spend. And so as we think about everybody's personal operating system, we hear these themes continuously coming in about how do they take care of their body? How do they take care of their mind? With so many people talking about different forms of meditation or that power of reflection like we did at the start. Because as humans, our best learning, where we actually get to use this power of our mind and our brain, come from reflection. So whether it was journaling, whether it was taking time out every quarter, every 6 months, or every year to go on a small retreat by yourself or with a loved one, to spend time understanding, well, what went really well? What can I improve on? And where do I want to go? So as we think about these operating systems, the themes that we've heard come into body, mind, bringing gratitude in consistently. So many people, it blew my mind how many people are starting to talk about gratitude now as part of their personal operating system. Being able to reflect on the good things in our lives at the end of a day, in a morning, at the end of a month or quarter. They've also talked about habits to refresh and renew. So whether that may be taking the dog for a walk, listening to a great song, celebrating small victories, connecting with loved ones, taking time for yourself is such a powerful skill for us to actually show up at our best. Because what we're finding more and more, and you hear from all these guests, is performance is not just about pushing. It's about finding those times to pull back, to refresh and renew, to find those things that fill up your cup that you love, that you know will help you be the best that you want to be. So three big things that I've learned are around perspective and our story. And it's up to us to make that story empowering, motivating, and inspiring. The best that I've talked to, success for them is making a positive impact on others' lives and creating the space for freedom and autonomy to do that in a way that's meaningful to you. And the last part is about our own energy system. How do we create this operating system that gives us the most robust energy when we need to call upon it? Because as we think about how do we show up, how do we sustain and perform at our best, we need to take control of the stories in our mind, how we define success in our world and take control of our lives, and how we can create the conditions to make that easy as a ritual, as a habit for us to know that we've done what we need to do to put ourselves in the best spot to show up for ourselves and for others. So I would invite you, as we talk about reflection being so powerful, what's one thing you can do differently today to help you create the person that you want to become as you update your operating system today? And that may change tomorrow. But knowing that you and only you have the power to take control for yourself, to show up and do your best. Thank you all for joining along for the 100 episodes, as we've got some exciting stuff to come as we move into 100 plus. Until next time, make today great. It's thanks to help from listeners like you, this podcast can continue to grow and help others. If you found anything helpful in today's episode, please take a second, share with a friend, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast today. Thanks.